So let's start Perek Beis again with Tzias Am Yisrael. It's been a long week. I don't really remember. We should do this every day, then we'll remember what we did the day before. But from one week to the next, the kasher to hold on. I have a marking here where we got up to last week, but I remember there was. I'd have to just do a quick summary. We remember the Yisod we said, in none of the mitzvahs in the Torah do you have a chiv to be like Hashem. Put on tefillin because Hashem wears tefillin. There's no specific mitzvah. There's a klali mitzvah we said le'aloch to bedrochov in achinami. Well, there's one mitzvah that is ladmus l'Hashem, and that's the mitzvah of aloch to bedrochov. Aloch to bedrochov is the one mitzvah where you have to walk. You have to be like Hashem. You have to keep Shabbos. We'll see. That's another mitzvah. We'll see. We rest because Hashem rests. We don't sit in sukkahs because Hashem sits in a sukkah. The mitzvahs we do aren't so consumed to Hashem. Hashem does whatever that means, wear tefillin, but we don't wear tefillin because Hashem wears tefillin. But there's this mitzvah miyuchedes of halachta bedrochov. The Rambam explains according to one's ability, obviously, and that's the mitzvah deraisa, gemura klal Yisrael klal midas tovus. That's focusing all the midas. All the midas toivos, one has to try and acquire those mitzvahs, each person according to his abilities. And he asked the question, why dafke is the azora of the Torah on midas toivos given in this way? Why isn't the mitzvah, thou shalt be rachum, thou shalt be chanun? You have a klali mitzvah that says, v'lochta v'drochov. And in that means, you have to follow Hashem's midas of rachum, v'chanun, just give a mitzvah to be rachum. Why is it given in this way? So he explained, Shemahu Samiti Shakul Odom Hi Midosov. The middle of a person, that's who the person is. If I ask you about Yankel, you don't tell me 6'3". 6'3" is not who Yankel is. You'll tell me he's Rachum, he's got good middles, he's patient, he's kind. That's the mus of the person. The color of his eyes, local kach manyenotan in terms of who he is. Klal Yisrael is this thing called Malchus Shemaim. That's what the Mida, Ika Mida, the Mahus, the essence of Klal Yisrael, is the window, the clear window that the world sees Kovod Shemaim in the world. Through Klal Yisrael, you see Kovod Shemaim and Ashur Shechina. As it says in the pasuk, "Vatem eidi noim Hashem." You are my witnesses. V'anu misher roi etchem meir sheyesh shchina ba'olam lokein bo mitzvah zuli kva ikemetzias kol adam b'Israel umahusa liyois mar sheyishtakef mimenu ma'as Hashem. Therefore, we the mirror that reflects the Kodesh Baruch in the world. Therefore, this mitzvah comes to tell you that your essence has to reflect Hashem's essence. The same as he's rachum, you have to be rachum because you're not being megale you. Your rachum, you're being Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachum in the world. It's not enough for you just to be rachum. The rachum you reflect in the world has to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachum. If you have to go learn how Hashem conducts himself and you conduct yourself like that, so when people look at you, they see Hashem. You don't get to the end of this, you don't get to the pinnacle of this until your maisim or maisim shamay mamash. Like we saw, that's the go-to example always of Rav Shimon ben Shetach, who did something that was way above the norms of normal human behavior. So when he did that, because that was the mid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to take anything, even sometimes things that magili you don't take because you don't want to be a taker. He was being Megala, that mid of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. So then the Arab sees a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Doesn't see Shimon ben Shetach. Because what he's being Megala, yeah, he's the mirror. He's the Aspeklaria. Meira, that you see Hashem. When you look at him, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the goal of Klal Yisrael. It's not to Megala Klal Yisrael. To Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu via our being Doim Eloboire. You said Godel b'havonas muhus umetzias am Yisrael b'voidus kol yudies b'reiv narich ktsat b'yosodze. So we said, we'll come back to Shabbos, but we said that since this is mamash such a big sugya, such a big inyan that, and it's very connected to Rosh Hashanah, because that's what you're doing on Rosh Hashanah. You're being mamlich the boira. How do you mamlich the boira? By being a subject of the king, that people, we saw right in the beginning, when you're a subject of the king, people don't call you Yankel, they call you the Shem the Melech. You become connected to the Melech that way. But he wants to narich tzat with yisod zeh. This yisod. So let's have a look and see. So we started speaking about this, and zeh ma'od manyen. I was thinking a little bit about during the week. Zeh ma'od mon manyen. But even at a practical level, we'll see. In a shivim umas vayishpoila, we said there's 70 nations. V'yadu shekol um nivdeles bibechiyato ubitchenoiso hamiyuchedes lo. Each nation, you know, we don't see it as clearly, but we see there's countries and whatever. It's all mubul balayom. We don't have shivim umos, but we have nations, we have countries. And each country has its unique culture and its unique foods and flowers and clothes. And they have their unique, even their own way of approaching things, their own seichel. The Germans are very medactic and very exacting. The British are very traditional. Americans are very open and big and boisterous. Each one has their, going to the different countries in Europe, the French are nothing like the Italians. The Italians are nothing like the British. All have their own different chunos and their own different midas. Many different things that make them unique. And you can also see it on their face. You can see on their face. You can see a Chinaman. You can see an Italian. You can see a Puerto Rican. You can see an African. They have different physical features as well. Once again, today it's not as obvious as it used to be, but it's still fairly obvious in a lot of different places. Even in Israel, you meet people. You know, this guy's not from London, you know, where are you from? So he's from Spain, or he's from Argentina, or you can see Yesh Mashu Bazeh. So then we said a very interesting observation. Klal Yisrael aren't similar to any of this. There isn't 71 nations. There's 70 Umos Olam, and then there's Klal Yisrael. That makes 71. No. Klal Yisrael is just not another nation, just with its own unique culture and features and traditions and uniquenesses. Otherwise, it would just be Shivim Ve'echad Umos. There's Shivim Umos, and then there's Klal Yisrael. So we know what are the Umos, what's going on here? Why are we different? So he said, so what is then the natural teva of a Jew? What is the picture of a Jew? How do you draw a Jew? Draw me a Jewish face. The end of Akazet. No such thing as that. So what is this thing called Klal Yisrael if it's not one of the Shivim Umos? And today that's very difficult, because at a time it was poshut. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, even 50 years ago, Jews knew that there's Jews and there's Goyim. They're two completely different breeds. It's not just we're just a different kind of nation. There's Portuguese and Spanish and Jews. No. There's Christians. We understood that we were completely different. There's no problem with a Puerto Rican marrying a Frenchman. And Shumbaya Abaze, nobody gets upset when that happens. Maybe the Frenchman gets upset. The father of the girl gets upset. Well, a Greek marries an Italian. But a Yid marries a Goy, we understand that's catastrophic. It's like there's nothing worse than that. So what's going on here? How come we don't blend? So he said like this, Venira, Shaposuk Hain, Am Levoded Yishkan, Ubagoyim Lo Yishashem. There's a posuk that says, you're a nation, Am Levodod, Bodod, you're alone, and you're not counted amongst the Goy. Lo boy loimer shelam Yisrael yesh tochnit shonot laatzmoi miklal umos. It's not coming to tell you that we have some kind of unique job different to the goy. Imkay ma'am yuchad b'ze. What's so special about that? Shekamo shuhu shoyni mikulam kach gam kol uma v'uma shoyni mikulam. So you're different from everybody. Yid. Yeah, but so the Italians also different from everybody. Everyone's different from everybody. That's the whole point of shivum soilam. Shivim umasailim, they're all different. So you're also different. Well, my ken mis yachid eyudi, so what makes you so special? You're different, so we're all different. Nachon? Ela emes yisha'am Yisrael shoyne b'ze shem einu nikroim umaklal. As we mentioned, we're not called a nation bichlal. Shere'ein shivim v'achas umas boilom, shebe emes ein lahem l'Yisrael tchunot tivit miyuchedes klal. Klal Yisrael doesn't have natural features and aspects and qualities at all. And the Metzias Ponim Yehudit, there's no Jewish face, or Tchonot Yehudit, or Jewish Teva. Umayim Kain Tchonosim Shel Yisrael. So what is Klal Yisrael? Shem Kamo Mare Shel Eslam Igami Klum. Klal Yisrael is a mirror. A mirror doesn't have anything. If you look at the mirror, you tell me what's the picture on the mirror? There's no picture on the mirror. Whatever you put in front of the mirror, that's what the mirror becomes. That's Klal Yisrael. Whatever you put, whatever picture you put in front of the mirror, that's what the mirror reflects. That's Klal Yisrael. Whatever you put in front of you, whatever you look at, that's what your essence becomes, whatever that is. That we spoke last week about the difference between a man and a woman, that when a man looks at something, he shouldn't. A woman, we saw the Rav Shimshon and Rav Zvil. That's what's behind the whole kavon of the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. She'am levodod be'eretz Yisrael. We're a nation that lives alone in Eretz Yisrael. V'sham tishrei ha'shchina. That's where the shchina runs, comes into. V'mayli yishtoku v'mitoicham tchunot elokis shel kedusha elyona. Klal Yisrael was built with this programming of what's called Elokius Shel Kedusha Elyona. Some sort of higher godly forces were built into Klal Yisrael. Okay, Nikras Knes Yisrael, Mida Malchus Shemayim. Knes Yisrael, this collective thing called Klal Yisrael, is called Midas Malchus Shemayim. Malchus Shemayim. That should mean something to you already. We've spent enough time on Malchus. Yisrael have mamish kamo hayarech mul hashemesh. What is Malchus? Malchus is that which reveals something, which is the going from koyach to poel. It's the window through which you see something that you wouldn't have seen before. So that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is that which reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, like the moon reflects the light of the sun. I don't have any light of my own, but I take light from the sun and I reflect that back. What you're seeing is not the light of the moon, you're seeing the light of the sun. When you look at a Jew, you're not seeing him, you're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, we said, is the Mefurash HaGoyin in Shir HaShirim in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Shelechayre Pirusha Makor Dvarim Advarim Layu. The Goyin goes into that in length, what this Midah of Malchus is, that Klal Yisrael is Midas HaMalchus Shemayim. We reflect Shemayim in the world. Without Klal Yisrael, there's no Shemayim in the world. There's no godliness, there's no ruchnias, there's no nothing. So we're not just another nation with unique features. We are a completely different creature. We are a different species with a different mission, with nothing in common whatsoever. It's not so posh because it doesn't look like that at first glance. You have to dig a bit below the surface to see this. That's why we can get assimilated and become like Goyim and behave like them and look like them and think like them and have the same political aspirations as them or whatever, because we're very affected by where we live. That's why we have to come back and learn stuff like this to just take stock and realize, one second, Mazi. Okay, now we can go forward. With that in mind, we can pick up this momentum and run with this. V'zum alosam v'yichudum shel Yisrael. V'ze gam hayosod l'kol ha'churban ha'koyrelan. That's also the foundation of the whole churban that's happening to us. She'kasheheim mis'arvim u'mischavrim l'umois. We start joining and coming together and starting to be like the nations. Heim soifkim al toicham tchunois ha'umos she'yisaheim. We start being mechabe to a certain nation, to a certain place where we live. Klal Yisrael moves to America, let's say, for example. I'm not picking on America, Dafka, but just it's the most recent one. And we come there with very different, we come there as Europeans mainly, let's say, or let's say, let's use example that came from Eastern Europe, those Jews. Very, very quickly, there was nothing left of Eastern Europe in the Jews. They became Americans very quickly. You don't see that with any other nation. Puerto Ricans come to America, they stay Puerto Rican for three generations. You still have little Italy and you have Chinatown and you have, I don't know, whatever it is. They maintain themselves. They don't intermingle and become Americans that quickly. Take a few generations. Klal Yisrael in one generation with cooler Americans. Marrying Americans, made no difference. You were there, I don't know, I never saw it, but this is what I heard. South Africa also, we saw a bit less because of the political situation. With apartheid and whatever, then the laws of the country kept us a little bit separate from the Goyim. which was a chesed. But in countries that was open and free, America was a malchus of enormous chesed, and we paid a big price because we became Americans very quickly. In Switzerland, Muslim, it's the same as well. I guess people became Swiss very, very quickly when they arrived there from wherever they came. And that's been Klal Yisrael through all the generations. When Klal Yisrael was sent into Golis to Bavel, we came from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, in a period where there was still Nevuah. And we went into Bavel, assimilation happened very quickly. Very quickly. Why? Not because we like them, but we became like them. Because you're a mirror. What you look at, that's what you become. So you live in Bavel and you look at the Babylonians, you become a Babylonian. That's what happened. That's the churban. Shekashayim mis'arvim u'mis'chabrim lomos haim soifkim el toicham tchunas ha'uma she'isayim dveikim yoisim mikol u'ma acheres. We absorb the features of the other nations quicker than any other nation in the world. We become the best.
Even if someone don't want, it's impossible to avoid this one.
Excellent. There's two aspects to this. I've been thinking about this a lot. Yeah. The Rambam says, Teva or Derech shel Odom limshoch ochos svivoy. It's the way of a person to be drawn after his environment. It means you're right. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a Teva. Yeah. You can't stop the sun coming up. However much you want to tie down with chains, the law's there. There's a natural Teva that you're going to be absorbed off the environment. Therefore, the Rambam says, Lefikoch, make sure that you're in the right environment. Once you're in the wrong environment, there's nothing you can do about it. It's almost impossible to protect yourself. There's only one way to protect yourself. It's not a subject now. We spoke it once with Eliyahu, with the cow with Eliyahu. We spoke about this Nakuda. Is if you need to go into an environment that's not positive, but your Rebbe sends you in there, you're going there because Klal Yisrael needs something and you get sent in there, you're protected. Somehow there's a protection. But if you go in there on your own, even for good reasons, you have no protection whatsoever. Guaranteed that you're going to be absorbed. However, if you go in there, but you're not looking there, you're looking, like the Rambam says, Lefikach lech yeshav etzach chachomim, go to the Beis Midrash, buy a house near to the Beit Knesset, live in a kosher environment, you're less likely to be affected. But you're not affected by where we go, and there's not much you can do about it except to cleave and look at the things you're supposed to be looking at. You have to manatek yourself as much as you can, which is also not so posh because we're involved in the world and we're dealing with the world. But we have to maintain our it's the same as people do kiruv. There's some people go out and do kiruv and they get makariv very quickly the wrong way. The other people that go out and do kiruv and you don't see them getting harmed, on the contrary, you see them becoming more and more b'nai aliyah. It depends where their roots are. If your feet are in the Beis Midrash and you go out and do kiruv, so the Beis Midrash will protect you. But if you're going into their world and trying to makariv them in their world, you're going to get damaged. There's no question. You have to bring them into your world. You have to stay in your world. You have to be fully featured in your world. You have to be fully rooted in a Torah world. Then you can go out. Then you'll be less damaged. But you're right. There's a mesukan ma'od ma'od, not posh. That's what David HaMelech says. Achas shalti shifti b'beis Hashem kol yemei chayo. Now, David HaMelech was a king, had a lot of stuff to do. Didn't matter. Wherever he was shifti b'beis Hashem. You get on an aeroplane to go overseas, you got no chance. I'm not about Shemira Senayim. I'm not about a Shmutz. But you're sitting in a room with a whole world of, you get affected. So you open up your Gemara, you open up a Tehillim, and now I'm a Chubat, and now I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at Hashem, and Hashem reflects back on me, and you're less likely to become like them. But we see that happening today. I mean, not today. We see that all over. America was one of the best examples of this. See, when the guy comes at you as Esav, and he's trying to kill you, so it's much easier not to get mechuber to him. If a Polish guy 100 years ago would have invented an iPhone and tried to sell it to you, no Jew would have bought it. Because what do I have to do with a Polish guy, with a peasant? They hate us. They want to kill us. I keep myself as far away from him as I can. I don't want to go into his pub. I don't want to sit and drink with him. He's a lowlife. I ain't kosher to him. Today, a very smart American invented a telephone and an iPhone, and every Jew ran after it and bought one. Because America doesn't come to us as Esav, he comes to us as Achi. It's the same guy. It's just it could be that America is even genuine. And you know that Moshe Feinstein was Masupak. He held that Ulai that America is a different deal in terms of the nations that were doing it for themselves to hurt us. Could be it is a nation of Chesed. It is a malchus of chesed. Could be, and that's not my subject. From our perspective, he's coming to me as achi. That's much harder. Much harder to deal with him when he's like that. Because now you're part of him, you're with him, and you don't see any reason to mitrachek from him. Because he's a nice, sweet guy. He's not killing you. He's not being horrible to you. And he's got some nice stuff. So maybe we'll also get involved. We'll also play baseball. We'll also do these things. Mabayabaze. Mabayabaze. And slowly, slowly, you become like him. You see today in the Ashkenazi world, it's horrific. The Gedolim have to make an outcry is that they have these musical slichos. They get these big zamarim, these big artists, and they make these musical slichos. Where's that coming from? Look at Shuti Yiddishkeit. Slichos is not an excuse for a concert, but that's what it's becoming. It's a complete breakdown in Masoros, complete breakdown. But where's it coming from? Because we look at the way they do things, and we also want our musicians, and we also want our musicians have to wear a kippah, and they have to look from Beseder. And the words they use might even be David Melik's words, but the music is kulu treif, kulu kulu mamash, off the charts. And slowly, slowly, then slichas, yeah, we can make slichas much more meaningful and much more beautiful and whatever if we have music there. So now you have musical slichas tonight, on Motzei Shabbos, if you want. You don't have to go listen to the chazan with dras slichas. You can go somewhere and you can have a ganze orchestra with a singer and the whole thing singing slichas. And you come away very uplifted. It feels like a very spiritual experience. But we're being influenced by that goyish aspect. There's no question that's where it's coming from. That's what he's saying. We become like them. Because as long as we maintain our own integrity, we'll sort out our internal problems. But we become like them, that's a churban. That's a churban, because Klal Yisrael now becomes like the nation. That's the churban. You don't have this mirror reflecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world anymore. You have this mirror reflecting another goy in the world. Because we dovuk to nations much better than anybody else. We're very good at becoming like the nations, much better than anyone else, because that's who we are. Shekachi hatunas hayudi, shumitzido ein lomos, because we don't have an essence. We less lemigami klum. Bekomosu rakma shesovig mit svivosu. We're only going to be that which we absorb from our sviva. Well, ze kosuv. David HaMelech says, we got mixed up with the goyim and we learned from their ways. There's no other nation that's going to get mevatel into another nation as quickly as Klal Yisrael. Because an Italian's an Italian. What does he have to be a Frenchman for? He's an Italian. He has a program of being an Italian. The Jew, what's your program? I'm just a mirror. I don't have a program. So now you're very vulnerable to reflecting everything. So you have to be careful what you reflect. So one second, we do have something. The Gemara says Mefurish, we know Shloisha Simonim, Rachmanim, Baishonim, Gumele Chasodim. Lo she'elu tchunas bnei Yisrael me'ike yitziroso. Those aren't tchunos that we were built with initially. It says that whoever, Gemara says in Adorim, whoever doesn't have these three midas, doesn't say he's not Jewish. It says it's a siman that his father never stood at Hasinai. Doesn't say that it's a siman that his father's not Jewish. It says that it's a siman that he didn't stand, but that his fathers didn't stand at Hasinai. What happened at Sinai? This mirror that we are was facing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, mamash ponim al ponim. These midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu were implanted into us, were driven into us so deeply. Those aren't midas that Klal Yisrael has in and of themselves. Those were midas that we acquired when we stood at Sinai. Les lemigami klum and a Kodesh Baruch Hu drilled those midas of his into us. That's the midas of Malchus Shemayim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu injected into us, impregnated into us. Ubegemara Sukkah daf nun beis amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish yitzre shel odem mitgabe alav b'kol yom v'vakesh lamisoi. The famous Gemara there that the Yetzer Hara is mitgabe. He strengthens himself every day and he's trying to kill the person. Shenema, super rosh le tzadik umavakesh lahamisoi. The Yetzer is standing there, wants to kill the tzaddik every day. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help him, he wouldn't be able to withstand that. You can't on your own. Shenema, Hashem lo yazvenu b'yodo. Hashem will not leave you over to his hands. It means you need Hashem, because without that, you've got no chance. Because of Alitzele, B'koich ve'or, Alitzele Blaza, in the Koich ve'or, in the O Yisrael, V'lochoyle yepele ma'od, ki la'izat tachlis bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'adam, al zeh ha'oifen asher lo yeh koich b'yodo l'natzach, es Yitzra haro, b'yilte ezem Hashem. One second, what's going on here? You create a Yetzer Hara, and a person can't withstand the Yetzer Hara without Hashem. So what kind of a creature is there? Make it a fair fight. What do you mean? I'm creating a Yetzer Hara that without Hashem will destroy you. So gesundheit, I'm back to being a robot. I'm not doing anything. I can't beat the Yetzer Hara, so Hashem's beating the Yetzer Hara for me. So what do you need me for in the world? That's what Itzel Blaz's kasha. What do you think of kasha, no? And we do it also in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Koyach Vo'oiz, Kazele, Yetzara, at Kilo Yechul Onam Levad in Atzich. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give the Yetzara such a powerful Koyach that a man can't beat him? So he says, Ein Sham Mashu Kudu Vezeh, Avo Be'emez Zeh Kol Yusod Matzias Yisrael. The Rav Itzela gives these terets there, Avo Rav Pinkas says like this, that's the Yusod of Kol Matzias Yisrael. She Midas Malchus Shemayim. We all Midas Malchus Shemayim. She Dalkam Roimes HaKodesh Baruch Hu Atzmai Kaviyochu. You see Hashem in the world, kaviyochol. If the Yetzer would be something that you can beat, so then you're beating him. So what would you see when I beat the Yetzer? You'll see me, my koyach and my gvura beating the Yetzer. So there's no purpose in that. Right now, you can't beat your Yetzer. As Nimsev Shirtech Tzedike Yisrael, Remis Hashem is Baruch Hu. When you see yourself, when you see other people beating the Yetzer Hara, when you see a tzaddik, what do you see? He couldn't do it on his own, as you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zeh Tachlis Kol Metzias Yisrael. That's the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, is that you don't see you, you see Hashem. If you could do it, that's the problem with Koich V'Yetzim Yadi. Koich Tzim Yadi is not just a bad midah. Koich V'Yetzim Yadi is the opposite of what it is to be a Jew. I done it. Fine, so then you're just like one of the Umasailo. We need you to do nothing so that we can see Hashem. But if you just do nothing and you see Hashem, then you're a nothing. We need you to also come to the party. So you have to be able to do everything, but we don't see you, we see Hashem. We don't see Shimon ben Shetach. So let Shimon ben Shetach just do nothing. No, its body does reflect Hashem in the world. Not that he does nothing. When David does what he does, you see Hashem. Because he's doing what he's doing in a way that couldn't be done. It's impossible to do what he did. Reuven, all of them. Yehuda, when Yehuda stands up and says, she's more tzaddik than me. That you see Yehuda there? Anybody could do that? Anyone with normal human potential could do such a thing? As you say, that's Hashem. And that's why we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. And David HaMelech says, why don't we say Elokei David? What's he asking? David's asking, I know that I'm reflecting a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. I know that my name should be Elokei David and reflecting, and it will be Leosid Lovo. But why now is it not happening? So Hashem says, because I haven't tested you. We spoke about this before. A test is a Nes. A Nes is some kind of a banner and a miracle. When you do something that's impossible, there's a banner, there's a flag, there's a degel that says Hashem was here. When Avram goes off to the Akedah, no human being could do that. When Avram goes up to the Kaid and he does what he did, you say, Baruch Elokei Avram. You see a Kodesh Baruch in the world. Oh, now we can say Elokei Avram, because you're the one that's being Megala, the Elokus in the world. How? By you not being you. Avram Avinu to step out of the picture completely, at a Moedik Astira. Yitzhak's the future of Klal Yisrael. Eliezer's not going to inherit you. Yitzhak can inherit you. Take Yitzhak and kill him. If you're in the picture, you can't handle a test like that. You have to get out of the way and say, I'm off to do the Rotzen Hashem, whatever you want. Even though the Rotzen's a stirrer, Hashem told me now go, I'm going. When you look at Avram on the way to the Kedah, when you look at the Kedah, you don't see Avram, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the enormity of that moment. You see a miracle happening. There you can say, Elokei Avram. Because Avram,
the reason,
Hashem is reflecting in the world. And that's our tachlis in the world, is not to show me. It's through what I'm doing to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that's why when we get tests that feel impossible, you know, that's a real test. That's a real opportunity to say, hey, Hashem was here. And if nobody else sees it, you'll see it. you'll see the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what you're doing, those difficult nisoinas, those hard times that you have. You'll see Hashem Magali in your own life. That's the Mahus of Klal Yisrael. Metz Hashem, we'll try and tie that into Shabbos when we get the Metz Hashem. Next week, we're still in the picture, Bezrat Hashem.
It's a reason that we are very few people in Jewish people, and we are still here. That means something is very strange. We have big nations like Romain, Yavan, they disappear, but we are still here. It's something also
the whole, very, That's right. Because we're an Ama Nitzchi. We're eternal. Yeah. Why are we eternal? Because we're Hashem, and Hashem is Nitzchi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This isn't really our place. This isn't our natural environment. The Umas HaOlam, this world, is their natural environment. Esav took this world. Klal Yisrael doesn't have this world. Klal Yisrael's world is another world. We're just down here on a mission.
But we are very small. Maximum, that was, I don't know, 15 million, 20 million maximum. That was not very, never that was a big nation.
Look today.
Yeah.
There's over a billion, there's 300 million people in America. And how many Jews? 5 million, maybe? 6 million?
Yeah.
And it's not just that we still survive. We make a big noise. The impact we have on the world is massive. You've got to look at the impact Jews have had in the world over the years. There's nothing, even the United Nations. The disunited nations, whatever you want to call that thing. But you walk in, the sign outside is a posh from Yeshaya. Everything, Tzal Bale Chaim, where did they get Tzal Bale Chaim from? Everything, that any values in the world, any nation that had any values, any meaning, any anything, got it from us. A nation like China that had no real kesher with the Jews, you see the chzori adasof. There's a chzorius there beyond dreaming. That's what made the Germans such a pella.
Yeah.
Because they were very influenced and very impacted on by the Jews, and yet they were able to switch so quickly. There's a big lesson in that. Because they didn't absorb the tchinot of the Jews. They used the Jews while it was good. But a Jew became a German. He became the best German there was. There were no better Germans than the Jewish Germans who assimilated. The scholar Jews were the best Germans. So we have to be careful what we look at and what we focus on, because we're becoming that thing, not just reflecting it. We're becoming that thing. And at the same time, we're not reflecting what we're supposed to be reflecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Shkoya, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Have a good Shabbos. And,
good Shabbos.
Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick this up next week.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Take good care. Thank you.